Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart has been off most of the week, so we have been having guest appearances for the Power Hour. So we have you all lined up. 800-919-3776. Stack back, ready to go on a Friday. So when this is, do not tell me how you're doing. Don't say hello. None of that. I'm going to intro like I always do. Simple thing that you say. It's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean? And you just, you know what you got to say. You know what you got to bring.
That means it's the Power Hour. Hour, hour, hour.
All right, you got to bring it like that. So let's see what we have on in store today. Let's begin. Chris in Connecticut. Chris, it's hour number three. It's Bart and Han. What's that mean?
It's the Power Hour. Hour, 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 hour.
Wow. That's amazing, Chris. That's a great job. Way to start it off. Set the tone. Earl and Bayonne. It's hour number three. It's Barton Hall. What's that mean?
It's the hour.
That's awesome. Earl brought it. Okay, this Friday is different. I know it. It's different. You guys are on one today. We go to Pete in Brooklyn. Pete, it's Bart and Han. It's hour number three. What's that mean?
It's the Power Hour. 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 Hour.
Oh, Pete, I'm sorry, man. Felt like you just, like, I mean, those two, that's a standard you had to live up to. The effort was there, though, Pete. The effort was there. We respect. All right, let's go. We'll get one more. James in Freeport. It's Barton Hunt. It's hour number three. What's that mean?
It's the Power Hour. 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 Hour.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That might have been is that like the record? That might have been of all the calls we got. That one might have been like, that's the magnum.
He almost kept it an hour.
He went straight hour with it. That was a lot of fun. I love the callers on this. This was absolutely great. Love doing it. And anytime Bart's out, we're going to do it that way. All right. 800-919-3776 is the number to continue the conversation with you. I want to update you on the Zion stuff. As we were just talking about it previously, Mets are scoreless. Just an update, as the Mets have their home opener going on. They have left, it looks like they've left a lot of runners on base in this game so far. Only three innings in, scoreless. But as I'm checking, I do want to see the LOBs here because, let's see. The Mets have left three on base, but they've got bases loaded right now with one out in the bottom of the third. So let's see if they can get some runs across here. We'll keep an eye on that. Mets and the Marlins at Citi Field, the home opener. The Knicks tonight against the Pelicans, the penultimate game of the season, the regular season, on the road in New Orleans. So we have full coverage for you on 98.7 ESPN beginning at 7:30. Tip off just after 8 o'clock Eastern. Zion has been announced by the Pelicans as he is continuing to stay out of the lineup, not available. And they said he has to work on his rehab and conditioning on, I believe it's been a hamstring thing with him. And he has not played for pretty much most of the season. The GM, David Griffin, the team president, David Griffin, had a statement that we talked to media about Zion. He said, I think it's a matter of all the objective metrics we can have on where he is and how he feels lining up. He said, to this point, they haven't. So the objective metrics that they have on where he is and how he feels aren't lining up. Anyone want to explain that one to me? And then they said, until it happens, he won't be cleared to play 5-on-5. And the metrics, so what does that mean? What are they based on? It's things that they can measure in the weight room in terms of flexibility and court speed. And also his reaction to how he feels after each exercise. And so the comment from Griffin is, when he feels like him, he'll tell us he's ready for the next phase. And to this step, he hasn't felt like that. So it begs the question, everybody. How much does he want to play? Like, if you're leaving it up to him to tell you when he thinks he feels good enough to play, and oh, by the way, next week, it's playoff time when it matters most, when every player wants to be out there and play, where guys play hurt, play through it, and you're waiting for him to tell you, yeah, I'm good to go. That's a problem. That's a concern. That's like, hey, Zion, do you feel like playing for New Orleans?
Absolutely.
That hesitation there, right? Now, that's not Zion. That's Jaylen Brown. And that's Jaylen Brown when he was asked about does he want to win a championship in Boston? Because he said he wants to win a championship. And then to clarify, do you want to do it in Boston? And Jaylen Brown on KJM this morning was like,
Absolutely.
That doesn't sound all that convincing, does it? But the Zion stuff here, that's when they're waiting for him to say that he's ready to play. That's what they're waiting for. And he has yet to tell them that everything feels good. Oh, after the, yeah, I feel good. I'm ready to go. There's more to this than an injury, everybody. This is, as DiPietro would call it, a motivator cuff issue. This is a weight issue. This is a diet and conditioning issue. There's a lot going on there with Zion. And I just asked a simple question. I'm curious to see what fans would say to this hypothetical, because all of you feel like once Julius Randle went out of the lineup with the ankle injury, I do think he'll be available in the series against the Cavs. I do think that he will be ready and at least close enough to make sure he's ready. And yet I know how you fans are with him. Better without him. The ball moves more. Rather see Obi out there. All right. So what if the Pelicans want to wash their hands of the Zion thing and offer him to the Knicks for Julius Randle, who a couple of years ago played for them before he went to New York, so they have a relationship with him already. What if they wanted to make that deal? Now remember, Randle's like making like $25 million. He's not a super high-priced player for a 25-10-4. And Zion's got a max, which is probably another reason why there's not a lot of motivation. So would you do it, is the question I asked. And you can't give me any caveats. You can't say, well, if you include this. No. It's basically the two principal pieces in the deal would be you take Zion and he now becomes your starting four, and they take Randle and he becomes their starting four in a lineup with Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum and Herb Jones. And what is he there? Valanciunas there, right? He's their center. Like, pretty damn good lineup. And they get a guy that's available every day, and the Knicks get a guy that you think, would his motivation change? Would he all of a sudden, you know, that motivator starts working again because of change in market, change of scenery, he and RJ, you know, back together again? Who knows? But I'm telling you, I don't think it's an easy answer, but it's a hypothetical. Barbershop, throwing it out there. What would you do if it ever did happen? 800-919-3776. Also to watch tonight, I mentioned this earlier in the show, Dallas Mavericks are playing the Chicago Bulls, and both teams right now, like the Bulls are in, they're locked into the 7-10. They really have nothing to play for. They can't get out of the 10th spot. They are where they are. They're done. The Mavericks are half game out of the 10th spot in the 7-10 play, and they're in 11th right now in the West, outside looking in, and with very little time left, if they lose this game, they would be eliminated from play-in contention. And that, for them, means a better chance at being the 10th pick in the draft or the 10th pick in the lottery, which all of a sudden seems to be more of a motivation for them because they have put out a statement on their injury updates. And tonight's game, Kyrie Irving is out with what they're calling a right foot injury recovery. Josh Green is out with rest. Tim Hardaway Jr., left ankle soreness. Maxi Kleber, right hamstring injury recovery. Christian Wood, rest. Two players are resting with two games left in the season. Luka Doncic is available, or probable, they're saying. And JaVale McGee, probable. Luka is like, I ain't sitting. That's what that's about. Luka is a, I'm not sitting. And that game against the Bulls don't need it. So they're probably going to wrap their guys in bubble wrap too. Like, what the hell is this game going to look like? And if you're the Mavs, you're probably looking at it like, it doesn't make sense for us to make the 7-10. This has been a disastrous season. Why does it matter for them to be in the 10th spot in the lottery standings? Because if they are in the 11th spot, that pick conveys to the New York Knicks because it is the last piece of the Kristaps Porzingis trade. And they want to keep their pick. So the motivation is not to play in the play-in, but to keep their pick. So they're doing all they can. Wouldn't it be something if Luka went rogue? Wouldn't it be something if Luka went rogue and we got like another 70-plus point performance this season? Right? We got a couple of them this year already. What if we got another one? Could you imagine if Luka just goes rogue, goes off? You know, he goes less Sneed, F that pick. Right? If he just decides, like, because he's, like, not happy about anything happening there. And it would be funny to watch. So we'll see. We'll see what goes on there. But, man, the Mavericks. That story there has not been a good one. And, again, traces back to New York because of Jalen Brunson. And a lot of admission that Jalen Brunson is the reason why the Mavericks season went the way it went. And they make the trade for Kyrie, hoping to, you know, get that point guard back that they sorely miss. And it just has not been the same. 800-919-3776. Get back to the calls here momentarily. But I also need to get, coming up, I want to get into something because I need to know what everybody thinks on this as well. I'm going to get the calls in here first, but I just want to set it up. Greeny has a book out with Hembo, and it's all about the numbers. And I know he was on the K-Show yesterday for 2 hours, and he was talking about it and stuff. But there's a terrible omission from this book that we have to discuss. It must be brought up. I don't want to ignore it. I don't think we should just glaze over it. I think it has to be said. I will say that in the coming segments. But first, you and I have things to talk about. So let's get back to the conversation with you. Habib in Queens. Habib, how we feeling?
Doing great, Alan. Big fan of you and Bart.
Thank you.
The only reason you can even entertain a trade for Zion is because we have Obi Toppin. And hoping that, you know, Zion sees the light from the glamour and want to, you know, rise to the occasion.
So, and you're saying if Zion, you know, continues to have these conditioning injuries and all that other stuff, at least you still have Obi?
Correct, because the times that he's given a start and he's given a runway, he's shown his development, he can shoot, he moves, I would say, better than Randle. There won't be any, you know, ball stoppage as much, you know, with the Randle handle. And it would be Brunson's team after that. There won't be any, you know, any ball stoppage.
Gotcha, Habib. A lot going on behind Habib there. But I understood what he was trying to say. Dave in Union, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, huh?
Good.
Yep, you're the best with or without Bart. I love Bart, man. I love you guys together. But listen, you are the best. But that being said, I do not want Zion anywhere near this team if it means that I would have 25-plus points sitting on the bench for 2-3 months out of each and every year. Nowhere in the world do I want that. Do not touch Randle. As much as Randle frustrates the heck out of me with his dribbling in the double teams. At least he's there every night to dribble into a double teams, but give me, you know, 25-plus points and you know, whatever rebounds and everything else that come with it. What I would do is, if they want to get rid of Zion so bad and Zion want to come to New York so bad, okay, here, take Obi Toppin, take anyone else except Brunson and this guy that frustrates me, but Randall.
Yeah.
But, anyone else you can have. Other than that, no. No straight-up deal like that. Heck no.
Gotcha, Dave. Yeah, the only problem with that is you couldn't have Randall and Zion on the same team. They play pretty much the same position. Chris in New Jersey. Chris.
Alan, how are you? Thanks for taking the call. I've been watching you since Kelly Trapuca all those years ago on MSG.
There you go. Nice. That's a long time ago.
I'm a real Knicks. Long time, man. I'm 46. I'm a Knicks fan, 90s Knicks all day. Watch them all the time. Mm-hmm. No way do I want Zion Williamson. I don't want the out-of-shape, unmotivated guy for a Randall who's at times gets in his head, but is so motivated, in tremendous shape. The guy wants to win. Brunson's a winner. You can't pair a winner like Brunson with a guy who doesn't want to win. If I had my toilet leaking, why would I want the plumber who hasn't worked on a toilet in a year? And I'm not trying to be like Rube. I'm saying, like, forget it. Give me this team now. And by the way, I called you the other day with Bart, but I was on hold. I feel like the injury to Randall is like a little bit of a blessing in disguise, because I think he needed a little bit of a mental break, and he can get set with his mind and get to the playoffs with our man Brunson, who, by the way, this is what the Knicks have been needing, a calm, collected guy who is running the floor for our team. And I'm sick of hearing, oh, the Knicks, they're going to go out in the first round to the Cavs. Listen, Donovan Mitchell is amazing. I watched him that the other night when you were doing the game at Cleveland. He's tremendous. And, yeah, would we be a perennial, you know, Eastern Conference Finals team? Sure. But I got to tell you, I like Randall. I like Brunson. I like Quickly. I like this team. And they're a New York team. We are not a flashy team. We never have been. Those aren't the teams that we win with. We are a well-oiled, guided machine that plays hard defense. We got maybe somebody who could hit some points. We make it happen. So, listen, I'm an old head, 46. Give me the John Starks jersey all day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got for you, Alan.
Chris, I love it. And again, yeah, Chris understands it too. Like, when every organization, you have like the identity. When you're at your best, this is what you are throughout the history of your franchise. And Chris gets it. They've never been that flat. Like, they've always been about defense and toughness and all that stuff. That's what they've always been. Even the championship teams. Yeah, sure. You have 6 Hall of Famers, but you became Hall of Famers because you won championships. But that was in the league. Well, who was the name brand guys? Pearl, right? Earl Monroe was a name brand. Clyde was a name brand, but Clyde was still very reserved as a guy. There were still bigger stars in the league than who they had. But collectively, the way they played, that's the stuff that you love basketball-wise in this town. I love what he said about Randall, though. That's an interesting point. Did this injury kind of come and gave Randall that break that he needed, that he would never take, but it kind of forced him. Just sit it out, take a breath, decompress, reset, and then be ready for the postseason, because that's really where it matters. Pat in Maplewood. What's up, Pat? Hey, Pat.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I'm here. So, I think the Knicks, I think it's a worthwhile gamble, but not unless they actually rehaul their training staff. Because I think someone like Zion, I think it's part motivator cuff, but I think there's real injury there. I mean, going back to college, he hasn't had a clean bill of health. So I think what they're doing now with the Pelicans, I think it's half protecting him from injury and half he's not physically capable of playing. So it's like, it's two things.
It's the way he plays, Pat, with the size that he is. I mean, he is not a natural basketball size. So there's the extra weight.
No, it's his
bounce. So when he lands, it's just a lot more stress. It's everything that he does in a body that doesn't look like that's what you're supposed to do, right? But I also feel like when they are giving it, like, we'll wait till he tells us he feels right. Oh, that's something else too. That, you know, this is playoff time. I mean, any competitors, like, I want to play. I don't care. I'm playing now. I'll lie to them and tell them, yeah, I feel great. I feel great. You know, that to me is the one thing about athletes. You never trust them in moments like this, because normally I'm good. I'm great. I'm fine. Even though they know they're not, they don't want to admit it. You know, that's something that I'm surprised I really am. I'm very surprised that you don't hear that. They're giving him the opportunity to say he feels good after things, and he's saying he doesn't say he is. So we shall see on that front. But it's just like I said, it's a fun conversation to have. So the Mets are up 2-0. They do get things done. They had a couple of runners. They had a bases loaded at one point, so they get two runs out of it. So they are up 2-0 now in the top of the fourth in their home opener at resplendent City Field. So I'll continue with the calls because clearly a lot of you want to talk about this, and it's just, like I said, one of those fun conversations on a Friday. But I also need to just touch on something. In Hembo and Greeny's new book, All About Numbers, they talked about it yesterday, and there was something that I heard that I could not believe, and it involves how there are very few mentions of hockey in this book, but there's no mention at all of one of my favorite teams of all time, but also an all-time team, and that's the Islanders. And the fact that you can't get a four-time Stanley Cup champion into your book, which is about the history of numbers, it racks. So I asked one specific number that I could easily use so that the Islanders could get in this book. And the number instead was used for something else. And we've got to come up with a debate on whether or not this was the right choice.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
A little scare in the Mets game. They are now in the middle of the fourth inning. Mets are up 2-0. It's their home opener, as we know. It was postponed from yesterday. Tyler McGill is on the mound. And in the top of the fourth, he took Gene Segura, lineman, off of his right leg. He went down. Stayed down for a minute. And everybody ran out. I mean, you had medical. You had Showalter. I mean, Steve Cohen might have run out on the field. We don't know. And so there was major concern. As we've talked about already, depth of this pitching rotation, some concern, especially with Verlander starting the season on the IL. But he got up, and one of the most exciting plays in baseball, of course, the pop foul to end the inning. So should be okay, stayed in the game. But still, when he's down, that's that first, you gasp. All right, before I get back to your calls, I want to bring this up because it was something I heard yesterday on the K Show. And so Mike Greenberg and my good friend Hembo, they have a book that's out, and you might have heard about it. It's called Got Your Number, The Greatest Sports Legends and the Numbers They Own. Sports legends, very key phrasing here. So one thing that was being discussed is that a caller actually was called in and asked Greeny, because there's not a lot of hockey representation. I believe four. Bobby Orr, which is the most obvious one, of course. I imagine 99 better be Gretzky. That one I did not ask about.
I mean, outside of Chris Canty, I don't know who else could possibly be in the discussion.
Right? You know what I mean?
Judge, Schmudge.
Canty certainly there. Judge too soon, right?
Yeah, it's obviously Gretzky.
It better be Gretzky.
The sport retired it.
The entire sport. So somebody called in to ask Greeny, who was on the show for a couple hours in studio, if there was any Islanders representation in this book.
No, I probably should have given more consideration to that than I did. But would it be Bossy? Would it be Trottier? Who is it from those teams that would belong there? There's not one name that jumps to mind. It is one of the great dynasties in the history of American sports. There are only a few teams in the book, and each of them are represented by a single year. So the 72 Dolphins, the 86 Mets, the 85 Bears, the 1970 Knicks got 70. I think that's it. I'm doing this off the top of my head.
Listen, if this was
one year.
If this was a New York-centric book, I would say you have to find a way to get some of the Islanders in there. But from a national perspective, it's tough.
Don, wrong. Don, I love you. Don, you're wrong. You should have fought for this. If you're giving 72 to the Dolphins, 86 to the Mets, 85 to the Bears, 70 to the Knicks, you give 70 and 86 to two New York teams. What were we missing? What is the obvious answer here? 83. Now, Alan, what's 83? Well, 83. Well, 83 represented the final year of the four straight Stanley Cups that the Islanders won. Why is that significant? Because they actually got to the finals in 84. They lost to the Oilers, and that ended the run. 83 is the number that you put and represent, and you make sure that you mention this in a book like this. Why? Before I tell you who he went to with 83, which also, by the way, they used 83 as a year. This is why you go with it. It's actually, they used 1983. Instead of using it for the Islanders, they used it for something else. I'll tell you in a minute. But you have to understand, everybody, why it's significant. It's 40 years ago. And 40 years has passed. And we have not, in any of the four major sports in North America, not one franchise. And we've had the Bulls, we've had the Spurs, we've had the Lakers, we've had the Yankees, all of them on the verge. None of them did it. And what am I talking about, kids? Four consecutive championships. I think it might be one of those records to never be broken, mainly because free agency, salary cap, finances, all that stuff that creeps in. Well, like the Lakers against, the, you know, in the 04 season, they just hated each other. There's also that. They're just sick and tired of these guys. You're never going to see it again. It's almost impossible to keep a team together that long, financially, health-wise, all of that. So in the history of sports, you have to acknowledge the last team to do something like that. That's all you had to do. Because it would make a great chapter. 1983, the last time we saw a franchise win four consecutive championships. Will it be the last? Here's the argument of why. The core of that team, which is like Hall of Famers left and right. Most of it, almost all of it, built through the draft, by the way. Do your homework. Everybody today that loves build your team through the draft, your own players, homegrown, development, blah, blah, blah. That's this team. This team was not mercenaries. This team was almost entirely built on draft picks, on incredible drafting by the late, great Bill Torrey. Like to not represent that, it's not a New York topic. It's not even a hockey topic. It's a sports topic. It's a team sports topic that should not have been overlooked. And if I knew about this, and I would have talked to both of them. Like, guys, no, you have to get this team in. Now, so what did they use 83 for? Well, they used it for 1983. But what else happened in 1983 that they felt was a significant thing in sports? Something that it ruled the number. The 83 NFL draft. Why is it significant? Because it's called the quarterback class, of course, of 1983. John Elway, Jim Kelly, Dan Marino. Right? You also had Tony Eason and Ken O'Brien if you want to add some more. How many Super Bowls were won by this magnificent class of 1983? Of these quarterbacks that are, well, what? I mean, you'll never see a quarterback class like this. Look at all the star power and talent. Hall of Famers. Yes, three of them. Two Super Bowls. Now, Jim Kelly got to four.
Well, I was going to say, how many were lost?
Marino got to one.
Marino
that is
lost
five.
One. Kelly lost four.
Elway lost. Did he lose two?
I think at least three, I felt like.
A lot of Super Bowl. That's right. A lot of AFC championships, I guess. Like, is that what we're doing? We're doing AFC champ. A lot of AFC championships.
Most overrated class ever.
Wow, strong take from Dino. Okay.
2000 class was better. Look at all the Super Bowls they won.
Now, let me ask you, though.
It was all one guy, but still.
The 2000, right? That sixth round was the best round in the history of football.
Tim Rattay added.
Tim Rattay. Well, you're a guy who follows hockey. Am I overstating that 83 in a book that represents the numbers and how? And if you're going to say 70, 86, 85 for all different teams, am I overstating that the absence of the Islanders as 83 because we might not ever see something like that again in team sports? Am I overstating that?
The fact that in his book he found a place for the marathon, just the fact that the marathon is
a thing,
26 miles, and left out the Islanders, who ran a marathon four times and won, came out on top.
19 straight playoff series wins, 5 straight appearances in a final. Only LeBron has done that as an entity, right? Like with different teams, but still, I find that to be it's egregious. I'll leave it at that. Had to bring it up. The book is probably fantastic. I'm waiting for my copy, but I wish I was on the show because that would have been like I'm almost. I love Don. I'm almost disappointed how he surrendered that so easily from what I heard at the very end of that cut we played for you just a few minutes ago, how Don just kind of accepted it. Like, yeah, I guess it's really hard to get that team in. No, it didn't. 83. You knew the year. You had it. And you decided to go with a quarterback draft class that, okay, you had 3 Hall of Famers. Great.
You know what, Don, he'll yell at a caller. He'll yell at Michael Kay. Comes to Greeny, suitcase.
Passive. Passive, right? He's Carlos Beltran. I'm just going to watch that right into the glove. I'm good. Right? I think, you know, I love Don, but that it's Wainwright, and he just decided I'm just taking that pitch. Not swinging at that one. Disappointing, Don. It's our sport, man. 1983. The number. And I don't think, you could argue me, I don't think we're ever going to see a team put together 4 consecutive championships in the 4 major sports. I just think it's one of the most difficult things to do now. And I think when they did it, it was at the tail end. It was like that was the end of an era, and you just knew the sports were changing. Salary caps are coming in. Free agency was a much bigger thing. Movement, player movement, and now? Player empowerment, all we're seeing, the big money that's being thrown around? I think it's almost impossible.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Mets are up 3-0, top of the fifth in their home opener in Citi Field. The good news is that Tyler McGill has stayed in the game after taking a line drive off his right leg. He did finish that inning. That was in the fourth inning. Stays in the game, though, and pitching well. And meanwhile, the Mets get 3 runs, but, I mean, 2 for 13 runners in scoring position. And it's still it's Alonso and Kane and Vogelbach with the RBIs. But man, I'll tell you what, Jeff McNeil in the struggle, on the struggle bus, couple of strikeouts, left five on base so far in this game. Met offense not completely on track, but the pitching today getting it done. All right, we'll do a little can't wait before we say goodbye, but we got calls to get to, conversation to get to with you. Let us do that. I love talking with you guys about this stuff. Let's go to Andre in the car. Andre, what's happening?
Hon, what's good?
What's
my
good,
man?
What are you doing?
Man, I'm a huge fan, man. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, man. I've been listening to you for years now. I listen to you every day I go to work. So I have two quick takes I want to give you real quick.
Go.
One is from the beginning of the season with Jalen Brunson. So I feel like we're seeing the greatness of what Jalen Brunson could become under Tibbs. Tibbs always, everywhere he goes, he's always had a good point guard to facilitate his offense and his defense on the court. We needed that. We've always needed a point guard. I feel like Jalen Brunson is like Derrick Rose 2.0. Without all the athleticism that Derrick Rose had, we're seeing Derrick Rose's leadership and veteran, being a veteran on the bench under with Tibbs is like Jalen Brunson is coached on the court, and that's why Randle's playing good this year. That's why Quickly's breaking out. Grimes is breaking out. Like, we have a point guard. And I'm so happy to see the Knicks finally doing good. And I feel like we could beat the Cavs this year. I feel like the Knicks might be that team that surprised everybody and end up in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Wow.
And the only team that I fear in the East is because of matchup is the Milwaukee Bucks.
And that's your Giannis second round. Yeah, second round, Andre. Right.
And it's true. And if we could find a way to compete, we did good with them this season. But my second take real quick is on that draft pick. If we could get that 11th pick, first round from Dallas, I feel like that's enough bait that we could use to grab Jalen Brown from Boston. And Jalen Brown with Brunson and that backcourt, somebody that likes to play defense, grinds, plays hard, I think would be perfect under Tibbs in New York. I think the lineup that we could put on the court in New York with Jalen Brunson, with Julius Randle, a Mitchell Robinson, and then a Jalen Brown, and the sky's the limit for New York for the next couple of years, man.
Andre,
I just want to tell you, Han, Bart, you guys do great. I'm a huge fan of you guys. Call from Atlanta. I listen to you guys every single day before I go to work, so keep doing what y'all doing, man. Keep doing what y'all doing.
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks so much for that. It means the world. A lot of the people that are from around the country still continue to listen to us. I mean, Jalen Brown, I'm going to watch him closely as things continue to develop there. Remember, asked this morning on KJM, he said he wants to win a championship. They said, do you want to do it in Boston? And is his reply?
Absolutely.
I guess, right? Does that sound like a convincing response there? Again, just looking at the lineups tonight. So let me do a little can't wait. What I can't wait, because since Bart's not here, I'll tell you what I can't wait to see. And, man, the end of the NBA season, because now we'll have our matchups. We'll have our top six teams. We'll know who's playing whom. And in the West, it could be some really interesting ones. But also the 7-10 play-in. That whole play-in now gets set up. And that could, I mean, the Lakers potentially could be in this. LeBron and AD playing in, you know, winner-take-all kind of moments. That's exciting. So there's a lot of that to look forward to, the end of the NBA season. That is one. The Masters, that's going on right now. All right, well, we're not really getting a lot out of Tiger, and, you know, it just doesn't look good for him. There is some compelling, like Sunday could be really compelling just based on the fact that Brooks Koepka has been dominating this thing so far. He's a live guy. Can you see, like, is there going to be a PGA guy? Where's Rory? What are you doing, man? Like, can there be a little bit of trash talk, a little bit of extra on the line if you get someone on the PGA side chasing Brooks on the last day and turn this thing into a little live versus, you know, the PGA? Maybe a little something extra going into this thing. So you got that certainly as well. But what else do you have to look forward to? Watch tonight. I talked about it. The Mavs, you just heard what the caller was saying. The Mavs are sitting everybody tonight. They are sitting, not Luka, though. Luka doesn't want to sit. No Kyrie, no Tim Hardaway Jr., no Kleber, no Christian Wood. Like a lot of their main pieces, some for rest, some for this management thing that now they're using as well. They're out against the Bulls, and it's all about right now, they are tied with the Bulls for 10th in the lottery. Now you're like, well, wait a minute. So the Bulls are sitting. Patrick Beverley, Zach LaVine, and DeMar DeRozan. So they're not playing their most of their main guys either. So who's playing? Luka is going to go against the team, and I mean, he could go for 80. Wouldn't it be something if he went rogue? The Mavs are clearly trying to keep their draft pick. It's protected top 10. If they get the 11th spot, the Knicks get their pick. So they don't want to win now. They don't want to be part of the play, and they don't want anything. They want to keep their pick. So I can't wait to see what happens in this game. Can't wait to see Luka.
Can't wait.
Going rogue.
Can't wait.
Looking at the sideline like, go ahead. We're going to tank. I ain't tanking. And he just starts. He goes for 70. Can you imagine if you get a Luka, like get a 75, get an 80, get a Kobe-type performance, and he's just sticking it to his franchise? Like, I didn't come here to lose. I ain't here to lose. I'm about winning, not tanking. Woof. Oh, yeah. Can't wait to watch that. And can't wait to see Bart on Monday.
Can't wait.
When he's back with us. So it's been a fun week. I thank everyone, the callers, Ray, Jacob, Tom, all you guys for hanging in with me. This has been awesome. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday. K-Show next.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.